Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2433 with a release date of Friday, June 14th, 2024 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Germany simplifies its remote operations requirements. A deadly cyclone brings a man home after 4 years, and Newsline's tribute to Field Day. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2433 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Union, Kentucky, here's Neil Rapp, WB9 VPG.
Our top story takes us to Germany, where the arrival of June 24th will herald much-anticipated changes for some hams. On that day, revisions to the Amateur Radio Ordinance take effect, granting simplified remote operating privileges to holders of a Class A license, the highest of the country's now three licenses. The ability to operate remotely has been a sought-after opportunity for many hams who want to stay active on the air but are not permitted to install antennas at their residence or suffer from a significant amount of electromagnetic interference there. A project being undertaken by DARC, Germany's National Amateur Radio Organization, is bringing remote operation home, so to speak, by building a network of remote stations around the country that will be accessible to Class A hams in these situations. The development of the stations was funded from DARC plus membership funds. As reported recently by Radio DARC, 13 projects are going forward. Visitors to the Ham Radio Fair in Friedrichshafen later this month will be present as the first of those stations is unveiled. There are other big plans in Germany during a busy ham radio weekend this month. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, fills us in.
As Ham Radio Friedrichshafen prepares to welcome visitors from the 28th to the 30th of June, Germany itself is preparing to welcome the first amateur radio operators to hold the country's new Class N license. Candidates who have been studying for the big day can sit the Class N license exam at Friedrichshafen, where two of the earliest tests are being given on the 28th and the 29th. A passing grade will give Germany's newest amateurs access to 70 centimetres, 2 metres and 10 metres at a maximum power of 10 watts. The 47th edition of the International Radio Trade Fair, Europe's largest, takes its inspiration this year from the Islands on the Air Award scheme, which is marking its 60th anniversary. The Youth Ham Camp and Ham Rally are both returning following their absence during the COVID pandemic. More than 300 commercial exhibitors and associations are expected to be on hand as well. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The ARRL is not the only membership organization to have suffered an attack on its website recently. On May 30th, the Society of Broadcast Engineers had its website content and pages removed by malware, according to an earlier SBE announcement. On June 5th, an updated article posted on RadioWorld.com said that the malware has since been removed and the SBE's website is back up and running. The SBE said it was able to restore its website content from a backup. The Society assured members that none of their data had been compromised, and they are now running scans to verify that any remnants from the attack have been eradicated. The SBE comprises 116 chapters and more than 4,500 members who work in the broadcast and multimedia technology fields. Cyclone Remmel devastated homes and destroyed lives as it swept through parts of India and Bangladesh in May, but no one expected the deadly storm to help one family find wholeness amid the wreckage. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, has that story.
Believed to be dead after he'd gone missing 4 years ago, a fish merchant from Bangladesh was reunited with his family even as Cyclone Remmel was poised to destroy thousands of other lives. While evacuating a district in West Bengal to shelters to prepare for the coming storm, a civil defence worker, Anoop Samal, noticed a man who was sitting alone at an embankment talking quietly to himself incoherently. According to media reports, authorities recognised that the man was a Bangladeshi who had somehow become displaced. They contacted the West Bengal Radio Club, which has expertise in assisting in missing persons cases. The club had already sent many of its members to Saga Island to assist with emergency communications during the cyclone, but the hams remaining reached out to amateur radio operators in Bangladesh. Radio operators there were able to locate the man's village and ultimately his family by providing a physical description and other details. The man and his family were immediately reunited via an emotional video call, and arrangements were made to have him return home after the storm. It is not known how or how long ago the Bangladeshi national ended up across the border from his home country or what happened to him in the years in between. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
The amateur radio community in India recently suffered the loss of two accomplished hams. We hear about them both from Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Hams in India gathered on the 5th of June on what would have been the 70th birthday of Ronald Sequeira, Victor Uniform 2 Romeo Lima Sierra, to celebrate his life as a respected, widely known author whose passions also extended into amateur radio, where he showed great skill and a generous heart. Ronald belonged to the Mangalore Amateur Radio Club and was a life member of the Amateur Radio Society of India. Ronald was president of the Konkari Writers and Artists Association and was widely known in India's literary circles for his essays and other writings. He died on the 6th of May after a long illness. His longtime friend, Sri Bhatt, VU2SBJ, told Newsline that Ronald always brought a personal touch to the many local VHF nets he conducted, and he used his writing skills to craft the right words for the moment. Sri told Newsline, "Unfortunately, we have lost his lively presence and are left with only fond memories." Meanwhile, amateurs in Hyderabad and Vijayawada are grieving for a young, promising radio amateur who died on the 8th of June after succumbing to injuries from an earlier automobile accident. According to news reports, 27-year-old Pavan Kumar, VU3LFZ, was well known as an active amateur in Andhra Pradesh and was also an accomplished photographer. He received serious head injuries from the accident 3 weeks earlier and had been in a coma. Pavan was active in the amateur community and had served as a delegate last November at Hamfest India in Ahmedabad. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
There's amateur radio, there's amateur astronomy, and there's amateur radio astronomy. All of that is about to come together under one roof in upstate New York, and Andy Morrison, K9AWM, tells us how.
The Chautauqua Amateur Radio Service has quite a few things in common with the Martz Cole Observatory in Fruburg, New York, a nonprofit facility focusing on citizen science, science education, and outreach. What they have most in common are the names on their respective membership rosters. In fact, so many club members belong to the observatory that the next step was a natural progression of their relationship. Club treasurer Bob Swanson, KD2PZV, told the Post Journal that the hams had been looking for a permanent home and the observatory seemed to be just the right spot. He told the website, quote, "There is a lot in common with what radio services do and astronomy. Radio astronomy has become a big deal," end quote. He said the observatory has a busy calendar of events that can incorporate ham radio participation. In fact, the next event most certainly will be all about amateur radio. It's the ARRL Field Day on June 22nd and 23rd when the Chautauqua amateurs will be calling CQ Field Day on the observatory property not far from the county's highest point. Bob expressed hope that the observatory and the hams can craft an agreement that also makes them partners in science education initiatives there. That will help visitors keep an eye on the stars and the planets, as well as on the radio waves everywhere. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K7 EFZ repeater in Idaho Falls, Idaho, on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. local time after Eagle Rock Emergency Practice Net. The Russian Flora and Fauna Organization has severed ties with Worldwide Flora and Fauna and will no longer participate in its awards program. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has an update.
The coordinator of the Russian Flora and Fauna Awards program announced on the RFF website that it's withdrawing from worldwide flora and fauna activities effective immediately. Vitaly, RN3ANT, wrote that the decision was made with regret because of recent actions by the WWFF committee, including the elimination in April of Crimean RRF park references. Vitaly said in the June the 7th posting that award applications that have already been approved will be completed, but new RFFH applications through WWFF will not. He said that Russia's own flora and fauna program will continue to operate and issue awards. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
You don't have to live in the Chicago area to check into this new net for newly licensed hams, but you do have to be a newcomer. On Wednesday at 0500 UTC, local amateurs can check in on 145.230 megahertz with an offset of negative 600 kilohertz and a PL tone of 107.2 hertz. Everyone else is welcome to check in via Echolink node K9IIK-R or All-Star node 27833. This is a startup net for startup amateurs, and it meets courtesy of the Schaumburg Amateur Radio Club Repeater Association. This is a place where hams can share knowledge and offer encouragement to anyone in any country who wants some hints or a little boost to their morale. The net's creation was announced on the QRZ.com forums by Kirk, K9MSG, who added, "All welcome." Four U.S. call signs are taking on a special meaning this month during Pride Month. Dave Parks, WB8ODF, tells us how and why to contact them.
Founded in Australia, the Pride Radio Group has become an LGBTQ+ virtual radio club whose members around the globe enjoy shared values. Their latest event is called CQ Pride, a special event being held in connection with Pride Month. The on-air activity celebrates inclusion and diversity in amateur radio. Listen for the call signs N6L, N6G, N6B, and N6T, operating on all bands and all modes. Operators have been on the air since the 6th of June and will continue through the 17th of June at 0100 UTC. Hams who collect QSL cards from all four stations will be able to make a poster out of them. The popular event was first launched by Pride Radio Group in 2022. This is Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
Who is better at building things than some amateur radio operators? One ham club in Mississippi has been building a partnership with a local library and just took a new step in keeping those bonds strong. Cell MBKB3 TZD gives us those details.
The Jackson Amateur Radio Club has already shown its Mississippi community the power of amateur radio thanks to a newly formed partnership with the public library system in suburban Madison County. Now the library has a pair of 3D printers, gifts to the library from the hams to encourage library patrons to engage in maker activities that might be useful to amateur radio or other electronics-related activities. Frank Howell, K4FMH, described the gift in a recent blog post explaining that the printers, which have a combined retail value of $3,000, will be free for the patrons to use provided they cover the cost of the resin used to print any files. A June 7th press release from the club, Frank, assistant director for ARRL's Delta Division, praised the club as a national leader in creating this kind of relationship with public libraries, calling libraries the most common cultural crossroad in the U.S. Earlier this year, the club hosted the first of what will be quarterly events for the library system, introducing patrons to the process by which they can get their ham radio license. The library system has also committed to having at least one staff member at each branch get their license too, and have a basic Radio Shack on the premises. This is Cell MB, KB3, TZD.
In the world of DX, you have until the 16th of June to work members of the Radio Club de la Sarthe. They are on the air as TM24H, celebrating the 24 hours of the Le Mans Endurance Race. Be listening on all bands, where hams will be using CW, Sideband, Ritty, PSK, and FT8. They are also looking for contacts via the QO100 geostationary satellite. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Chaz, NK80, will be active again as 5H3DX from near Dodoma, Tanzania, between the 18th and 30th of June, operating CW, FT8 in Foxhound mode, and FT4. Listen for him on 30 through 10 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Listen for Felix, DL6JF, operating holiday style as 8Q7JF from the Maldives, IOTA number AS013, until the 29th of June. He is using CW and some FT8 in Foxhound mode on 30 through 6 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. A team of operators using the call sign 9M1Z are active from the western tip of the Malaysian Borneo Sarawak until the 30th of June. Listen on 80 through 6 meters for operators calling on sideband CW and FT8. QSL information can be found at QRZ.com. 6 months ago, during the holiday season, you no doubt heard Newsline end a December report with a poem that was adapted from the Clement Clark Moore classic, Night Before Christmas. It's June now, and the ham radio holiday is Field Day. So our own Randy Sly, W4XJ, has offered up to help us celebrate the season with an adaptation he wrote to end this week's report. Happy Field Day, everyone! Randy?
'Twas the night before field day, and all through the shack there were boxes and cables and lawn chairs to pack. Most ops were all home, each snuggled in bed, but the chairman of field day was dealing with dread. The 20 phone op was at home with the mumps. Propagation for 80 was down in the dumps. The chili was burned, so the noon meal was lost. And the tower for 10 was still broke due to cost. But then at the door, the dog gave a yelp, and three brand new hams stood there ready to help. We love our new hobby, they said with delight, and want to be part of our field day tonight. One cooked some new chili, while others pitched in to look at the tower, and their fix was a win. Together, the three with the chair made things right, so the following day could begin with delight. When field day was launched and the ops went to work, all the bands were quite active and the new hams could lurk to see how these vets could make contacts galore. But the OMs called out to the three, "Hey, there's more. Come sit here beside us and learn how to send, to check for all dupes and our logs to amend. We too love this hobby and want to pass on all the skill that we've gathered before we're all gone." This field day was more than a contest or art, but a chance for these new hams to now be a part. With points quickly coming from stations still bright, the chairman, so happy, wished all ops a good night. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
If a good day of radio is like poetry to you, pick up a pencil and join the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. Share your experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org. Please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, but we cannot accept entries that aren't written in traditional haiku form. Share with fellow listeners the poetry that is inspired by your ham radio experience. With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, ARRL, the blog of Frank Howell, K4FMH, CQ Magazine, David BR, K7DB, 425DX News, Mark's Cole Observatory, OutdoorQRP.com, Post Journal, Pride Radio Group, QRZ.com, ShortwaveRadio.de, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.